This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And first up, it's time for Popek Popek Parliament, where we take you through the highlights from the Dewan Rakyat.
So the first issue that was discussed was about national unity. Jelebu MP Dato' Jalaluddin Alias asked if enforcement actions will be taken against political leaders who engage in racial provocation. Dato' Wira Halimah Mohamed Sadiq, National Unity Minister, responded that these individuals will be investigated. However, the government wants to prioritise other measures to mediate disagreement instead of the use of harsh enforcement.
Apa langkah yang perlu dilakukan? Sekiranya sengaja mencetus provokasi yang berhormat, boleh dia siasat, tak kira oleh siapa, ahli politik ke siapa pun, sekiranya mencetuskan provokasi, boleh disiasat dan boleh didakwa di bawah Seksyen 298A Kanun Keseksaan, di bawah Akta 574, Seksyen 233 Akta Komunikasi dan Multimedia AKMM 1998. Walaupun begitu, Datuk Yang di-Pertua, pihak kementerian tetap mahu menggunakan kaedah yang lebih menyemarakkan suasana perpaduan itu tanpa mendidik masyarakat melalui perundangan yang ada. Jadi maka kerana itu, kita akan juga mempromosikan, menggalakkan lagi kaedah-kaedah mediasi komuniti dan sebagainya untuk menangani segala pertelingkahan, pertikaian, persengketaan yang ada dalam komuniti dan sebagainya.
That was National Unity Minister Dato' Wira Halimah Mohamed Sadiq. We'll be discussing that further on the show at 6 with Izana Azuddin, founder of MYER Movement, an independent youth-led movement for education reform in Malaysia, to talk about cultivating national unity in schools. But in the meantime, if you have any thoughts on effective ways that we can encourage unity and what the government can do, you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And while we're talking about unity, one minister was accused today of using racial stereotypes. It was none other than International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Azmin Ali. When he gave examples to the Dewan Rakyat about government incentives for car buyers, here's a snippet of what happened.
Tuan Yang di-Pertua, insentif pengecualian cukai tersebut memberikan pengurangan harga kenderaan penumpang secara purata sebanyak 3.32%. Sebagai contoh, sekiranya Makcik Kiah ingin membeli sebuah perodua Myvi 1.3G yang dipasang tempatan, beliau perlu membayar harga asal sebanyak RM44,590. Dengan pengecualian cukai jualan 100%, beliau kini hanya perlu membayar RM43,029 dengan kadar penjimatan sebanyak RM1,561 atau 3.5%. Satu lagi contoh, sekiranya Encik Ong membeli Mercedes-Benz S560 yang diimport, beliau perlu membayar harga asal sebanyak RM658,888 dengan pengecualian cukai jualan sebanyak 50%.
Saya nak tanya, kenapa yang Melayu beli Myvi, yang Cina beli Mercedes?
Ya, Roman.
Ini satu racial stereotyping.
Ya, ini floor minister.
That was International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Azmin Ali getting called out by Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad for what was viewed as a racially stereotypical comment.
So if you have any thoughts on that stereotype, you can call us 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on from that, there was some focus on the party hopping issue. Specifically, there was a suggestion that came from Padang Rengas MP, Dato' Sri Nazri Aziz. He suggested for political parties to contest directly in elections instead of individuals. And therefore, when an individual MP leaves their party, they won't be taking the seat with them. Here's Dato' Sri Nazri in his own words.
Jadi apa yang saya nak cadangkan sini supaya kita once and for all, lompat tidak boleh berlaku. Saya nak cadangkan supaya kita pinda Akta Election Commission. Kalau boleh kita pindahkan, tidak perlu individu dinamakan sebagai calon parti itu ke, calon parti ini ke, melainkan kita pertandingkan lambang parti.
Parti list.
Ya. Dia banyak menyelesaikan masalah. Pertama, kalau kita bertanding atas lambang, bila kita menang, sebagai contoh Padang Rengas, bila kita menang, BN menang Padang Rengas. Tapi saya tidak bertanding sebagai individu. Saya bertanding, nama saya list parti saya. Jadi kalau BN menang situ, maka parti akan tunjuk ahli parlimen kami bagi Padang Rengas, Nazir Aziz. Senang. Kalau Nazir Aziz ni katalah dia ditunjuk kerana BN yang menang, maka dia ditunjuk sebagai ahli parlimen Padang Rengas, kemudian dilantik dalam jemaah menteri. Ya? Kalau saya mempunyai perbezaan pendapat dengan Perdana Menteri ke apakah, dan saya kata saya tidak boleh terima dan saya nak berhenti, saya berhenti seoranglah. Yeah. Saya tak bawa kerusi Padang Rengas dengan saya.
Boleh, saya mencelah.
Jadi kerusi Padang Rengas tetap BN.
That was Padang Rengas MP Datuk Sri Nazri Aziz suggesting for political parties to contest directly in elections to prevent issues from party hopping. And after that, Plantations and Commodities Minister Datuk Dr. Khairuddin Aman Razali unveiled a new palm oil campaign, which will replace Love My Palm Oil, the campaign that was introduced under former Minister Theresa Kok. Here's Datuk Khairuddin addressing the Dewan Rakyat.
Berhubung dengan kampen Sayangi Sawitku, saya telah bergerak untuk mengubah kempen itu kepada yang lebih baik, insyaAllah, namanya, iaitu Sawit Anugerah Tuhan.
Well, there you go. Our new palm oil campaign is called Sawit Anugerah Tuhan. Simpang Renggam MP Datuk Masli Malik, Dr. Masli Malik, asked a follow-up question. He asked the minister if a counter-narrative against the anti-palm oil rhetoric is effective, given that campaigners against palm oil focus primarily on the environmental effects of plantations. Here's the minister's response.
Pertama sekali, dalam strategi, kita tidak boleh hanya mengikut arus kehendak daripada orang yang menentang kita, membincangkan hanya di peringkat kemampanan dan juga peringkat lestari. Karena itu kita buat naratif yang kedua, iaitu bahawa ini adalah anugerah Tuhan, bahan makanan yang terbaik untuk dunia. Maka dikala mana kita menceritakan kebaikan ini, maka kehendak ataupun lobby di peringkat Eropah yang sebenarnya mensasarkan untuk meningkatkan minyak mereka, minyak soya dan sebagainya, akan terkebelakang automatically. Yang kedua, di peringkat kemampanan atau di peringkat environmental ini, kita sudah ada MSPO yang telah kita gerakkan dan kita jadikan compulsory untuk semua para pekebun kecil, termasuk pekebun kecil, untuk dijadikan compulsory pada mereka bermula 1 Januari 2020. Artinya di peringkat kita telah dilaksanakan. Tinggal lagi naratif kedua kita kena bawa. Ini strategi yang saya bawa, insyaAllah. Terima kasih.
That was Plantations and Commodities Minister Datuk Dr. Khairuddin Aman Razali. He said that Malaysia needs to craft a different narrative to counter anti-palm oil campaigns, and that we already have the Malaysian Sustainable Palm Oil Certification Scheme to address environmental concerns.
We'll be speaking with independent political economist Koh Yu Ling later on in the show for her thoughts on this, but we want to hear from you as well. What do you think about the new palm oil campaign that's been announced today? Yeah. Again, those numbers to call, those numbers to contact us. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
And after this, we'll be crossing over to Lee Shin Ying from BFM's news desk, who's our on the ground reporter from the Dewan Rakyat today. She'll be bringing us more updates on the rising COVID-19 cases, as well as the issue of unwanted pregnancies. Stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:16, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. Earlier, we covered some highlights from the Dewan Rakyat proceedings, which included issues on national unity, party hopping, and a brand new palm oil campaign. Now we're crossing over to Lee Shin Ying from BFM's news desk, who's got more updates from the Dewan Rakyat. Shin Ying, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Kelvin. Hi, Hezril. Thanks for having me.
Was it a busy day today?
Yes, definitely. There were quite a number of press conferences. So firstly, the Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali, spoke to the press about the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. Here's the Deputy Minister.
Kita ada case rising, but we have not gone to the very high. Kita baru 3 hari, kita dah double digit. Ini yang merisaukan, sebab tu kerajaan bertindak cepat dengan buat 2 keputusan ni semalam. Macam saya kata tadi, kita tidak ada angka yang mengatakan bila kita nak define third wave, and then kita akan balik kepada SOP. Dan kalau ada kawasan yang tinggi setempat tu, kita mungkin buat macam hari tu, kita buat lockdown di kawasan yang bukan satu negara terus macam tu. Kita dah pernah buat lockdown tu.
That was Deputy Health Minister Datuk Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali. He said that we haven't seen the numbers that define a third wave of COVID-19 cases in the country.
Yep, and yesterday on the show, we covered the issue of unwanted pregnancies. This was after a college student was charged under the penal code for killing her newborn daughter. I believe this issue was addressed in Parliament today.
Yeah, so former Deputy Women, Family and Community Development Minister Hannah Yeo spoke to the press about this. She commented on the importance of appointing professionals to government agency positions to ensure effective intervention in social issues like this and among others.
Saya rasa pelantikan profesional sangat penting untuk sesetengah agensi seperti ini di mana dia tak ada politik tetapi adalah agensi yang penting untuk menjalankan intervensi yang tepat untuk membantu masyarakat. Saya menggesa kementerian-kementerian seperti ini untuk kurangkan main politik dan pastikan pelantikan ini berdasarkan orang yang betul-betul layak, dan hanya dengan kelayakan kita boleh mempunyai intervensi yang betul. You know, social problems very serious. Wrong intervention, you get wrong outcome. If you say, let's not have baby hatches, okay, you're going to end up with people not knowing where to surrender their babies. And these babies' lives are also important. And so now in this very tragic case, you have a young girl now being charged for murder.
There was former Deputy Women, Family and Community Development Minister Hannah Yeo. What other updates do you have for Shinying?
So there was some dispute in the Diamond Rakyat yesterday over an attempt by Bukit Galugo MP, Ram Kapal Singh, to play an audio clip during his speech. It allegedly depicts Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin offering UMNO MPs senior positions to join Bersatu. And the Deputy Speaker, Datuk Sri Azalina Osman Said, stopped the MP from playing the clip. But in response, he said that there are no rules that prevent him from doing so, and cited the example of the late Karpal Singh, his father, who made a similar move years ago.
In the past, it has been done. In the case of former Chief Justice, Tun Zaki Azmi was alleged made bribes to certain court officials in Sarawak. I believe it would have been around 2007, if I'm not mistaken, where the former Bukit Glugor MP as well had done the same, played a video or audio recording in Parliament for the purpose of ataupun bagi tujuan untuk memaklumkan kepada Dewan apa yang dinyatakan. Because in this part of my speech, ini adalah sebahagian daripada apa yang saya ingin menyatakan dalam perbahasan saya.
That was Bukit Glugor MP Ram Kapal Singh. We'll be waiting for more developments on the issue. In the meantime, Shinying, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you.
That was Lee Shinying from BFM's news desk giving us some updates on Popek Parliament. We're going to be headed to some messages, but after that, we'll be heading to the 5:30 news. This is the evening edition. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.